Father, many blessings you've given us this past week, dear Lord. Please be with the sick and the lost, dear Lord. May some soul come to know you this morning for us at last today. Be with the church, be with the preachers. Give us the words we need to hear and apply to our lives this oncoming week. Thanks again for each and everything you do for us each and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lifted me out, amen. I remember one day the Lord lifted me out, put me on a solid foundation that I'll be on forever. Good Sunday school this morning. They had 85 in attendance and had several classes that actually met or exceeded their enrollments this morning by quite a bit. In fact, the Doves class with Sister Jackie's class, the Gabriel class, Sister Martha's class, and the Eagles class, Jake teaching this morning, that all these exceeded their enrollments and had quite a few extra in several of the classes this morning. Had several visitors and stuff this morning. Had 17 people visiting with us in Sunday school this morning. Glad that you're here with us visiting in Sunday school. And those of you that's come in since Sunday school, we're glad you're here as well. And glad that the home folks are here. Appreciate you being here today. And God will bless you for being in His house today. I want to take this opportunity while I'm here this morning to just give a word of thanks to you. Y'all, all of you that spent your time, you came and whatever and celebrated with us or helped prepare for the celebration of the marriage for Dave and Priscilla yesterday. It was just a great time. I appreciate everything that everybody did, and those that came and attended, and those that just prayed. Appreciate you so much for that. It was a great day yesterday. I ask you to just continue to pray for them, that they'll have a great life as them and the Lord set sail for a life together. And I just thank you so much. You're just such special people. This church is just amazing what you do. Words seem to be real cheap for all the work that y'all did and for what you do and traveling and coming over there and participating. And I just thank you so much for it.
I believe Brother John sold that a little bit short.
Amen.
If you was at that wedding yesterday or heard about it, I believe it's about as godly a wedding as ever saw.
Amen.
I mean, it was wonderful. I didn't see that young couple stand up and make that commitment and hope to repeat those vows. And it wasn't just repeating, I could tell it then. Anybody could, y'all tell it then what they said? But a wonderful day, Lord, and we'll pray for them. And I'm excited. You know, 1 + 1 in math equals 2, but 1 + 1 in marriage equals 1. So now I'm excited to see. You know, they've been so outstanding individuals in both churches, and the work they've done, and the excitement they've shown, and the dedication, and loving God. And now I just had a thought last night about now that they're united in marriage to encourage each other and to promote each other and help each other. They're going to tell them what we'll get, right?
Amen.
You know, but everybody be praying. I want everybody to be very much in prayer about it. Woodlawn is dead acting. I mean, you know, and I've already heard the talk. I got up there Friday night rehearsal, and I was told pretty funny that I wasn't real popular. And so anyway, we'll pray for that, and God's will be done. But good to see everybody come out this way this morning. I want to mention too, we've got Mr. Gunn. You know, he went down last weekend for the seat shooting.
A few things. If you would like to learn how to paint, Kathy's going to start a new art class. And if you don't believe she's a good teacher, look on the wall back there. The proof's in the pudding back there. Those are good for most. I don't know if anybody's ever painted before or not, but it looks good back there. They've done a good job. So take a peek on your way out. But the sign-up sheet's in the back, or just get with Kathy, let her know you'd like to learn how, and she'll teach you how. And then Sunday, May 17th, that's not next Sunday, but the next Sunday, it's going to be Maddie Day here at the church. Most of you know David and Susan's little granddaughter, and she has problems with seizures, and they're trying to buy a service dog, the one that can detect when a seizure's coming on. Those things are $25,000. And so, you know, they're raising money to help Maddie on that. And the Benevolence Committee is going to have a fish fry after the morning service on the 17th. Just come down and donate. We usually say donate if you can, but donate. This is for a great cause. It's to help Maddie and something that she desperately needs. So let's be much in prayer about that. Let's just pray God take it away. We won't have to worry about the service dog. He's able to do that. But they need desserts. They're going to have the fish, baked potatoes, fries, all the trimmings that go with it. They just need desserts. So anybody that could bring a dessert, they sure would appreciate it. Remember, no nut products in the fellowship hall whatsoever. Got children with allergies, so can't have nut products. But just looking for a good day on the 17th. And then next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Bring your mother if she's able, or just if you can't, we're not going to have evening service, and that'll give you time to go and see them that night. So be praying next Sunday about Mother's Day. And then June 14th through the 16th, Vacation Bible School will be here before you know it. If you would like to help, Carolyn's still got the sheet back there. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30. That is a Sunday through Wednesday night. So if you would like to help, sign up. And if you got a particular job you want, she's very good about trying to accommodate you. But anything you could do would be a help to the church, be a help to the Lord and these kids. So remember Vacation Bible School, June 14th through the 16th. And then June 20th is the Festival of Life. And this is something else that's going to go to help several people in the community. And Maddie's one of them also that's going to benefit from this. And we're going to have a food booth up there. Susan's got this in charge of all this. So if you'd like to work, it's from 9 to 6. And there's also a sheet back there. You can just pick the time that you'd like to come and help and whatever you could do, not just in the food booth, but other places. You know, all the help would be appreciated. Again, that money's going to help. I know Sharon's brother. It's going to help Curtis and just different people. So if you could help, it would be appreciated. Now, I think, don't they have a cake auction or something? If you'd like to make a cake, you know, I know they did that last year, and they'll auction those off. So anything would be appreciated. And then we got some graduates this year in our church that are going to be graduating. And for Dade County, it is May 22nd at 7 o'clock. Now, I don't know about Gordon Lee. I don't know when theirs is. But we got Evan. His name's Hunter Evan Phillips. That's what. But Hunter Phillips, Lauren Daniels, and Connor Broom. And I don't know if there's anybody else, let me know. Emily Dorwacker. All right. Anybody else? I'll have to write that down. Okay, we've got four in the church that are going to be graduating this year, so be praying for those young people and give them some money. They always like money. All kids like money. But so we've got a lot of things coming up, a lot of things to be thinking about, to be praying about, a lot of work to be done. So just do what the Lord have you. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Harold and Madge have an anniversary. Miss Helen, you have a birthday? Miss Helen's got a birthday? John, what do you got? Birthday? Got a birthday? Birthday last week? All right, Kristen, you can do that. I'll just stand back. What are you doing first?
Let's do the anniversary.
Anniversary, all right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Also, the Benevolence Committee needs to meet tonight after church. I almost forgot it, Eddie, but we got it in there. If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Gene, would you ask God's blessing on our offering?
I want to thank you for another day in your house, Lord. Thank you for your patience and reading you give us, Lord, and go through the whole day, Lord. Lord, may share your life and be proud to be followed and may get stronger and ask to keep us safe, healthy, and no harm, Father, and surrounding the world, Lord. We're excited about you.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't really prepared to sing this morning, but they taught me into it, so I'm going to do my old standby. And I got to feeling the Lord now a little bit on that last song. So y'all know I was raised Pentecostal, so if my hand goes up, I can't help it. Something just pulls it up. Burden, I was neath that old load of guilt and shame, but then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Oh, and met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, for I will never cease to praise Him. Church, let's just shout it while eternity rolls. Sing with me. Because He touched me. Oh, He touched me. Come on, church, sing. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Because have fun. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. Don't you love him this morning? Give him a hand for a clap.
Yeah, I want you to. We absolutely. Everybody wants Kristen to sing, raise your hand up. Amen. Come on up. I've got a short message to preach. Come on. Short and sweet. Don't care how long it takes. Well, that's the one we love. One day we're going to give Jake notice on it.
Anchor holds.
I have journeyed